Steve Smith from the Tampa Bay Times, Joe Smith, excuse me, joins us now. Steve Smith, we always have that name on our head in Edmonton. Joe, welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
Doing well. How about you?
Good, good. Joe, you know, it's a unique situation. A lot of people questioned why a young player would do what he did, and ultimately he basically just ended up sitting out 2 months, and you know, there's no benefit for him at all here.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a very complicated situation. I mean, if you look at it from his end, I mean, here's a kid who's trying to take control of his career, and it's a very unpopular way of doing it because it's an unusual way of doing it, wanting to find a fresh start and the team that he feels he'll be able to be more successful with. He'll take a lot of hits publicly because of that, but basically he's betting on himself. And obviously, knowing you're dealing with Steve Eisenman, who's a very strong-willed competitor himself, he wasn't going to just give in just for the sake of giving in. He was going to be as patient as he had to be to make the best deal for his team. So obviously it didn't work out in one end to where Drouin didn't get his wish to get dealt by the deadline. He's been not getting paid and not playing for 6 weeks, which is something that any player wants to have. But at the end of the day, I still think that Drouin can get what he wants eventually, which is getting moved. But I think getting back to Syracuse was an important part, a show of good faith and showing other teams around the league about his attitude, which he's been a good kid all around for this locker room with Lightning, and then just taking a step and playing and showing what he can do. And if he stays, he stays. If he's gone, then he gets an opportunity to show everybody else what he can do.
Now, because he was suspended, I think he's technically still on the American League roster as of March 1st. So he would be eligible for the playoffs. Is that correct in the American League?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
That's correct. He would be available. They have to make the playoffs first.
Yeah.
But yes, he's available for the playoffs.
Now, what do you think the chances are if he goes down and lights it up here for the next month that Tampa Bay recalls him for the playoffs in the NHL?
Well, first of all, I was surprised he came back to Syracuse, number one, and I always thought it would be kind of unlucky he'd play for the Lightning again. But I think that, if he plays well and the Lightning has a couple, they're healthy right now, but they're getting a couple of injuries up front, he'd be the best option, the most talented guy in Syracuse they have. And Eisenman said he today he wouldn't exclude the possibility of calling him up if he's the best chance to win for the team. So, there's been a lot of surprises in this saga so far, so when I had another one on the list. But the team players told me today that the teammates would welcome him back with open arms. There would be no ill will or rift inside the locker room if that does happen.
Yeah, well, I know a lot of his teammates, I was reading some comments suggesting that they were basically saying, man, you got to get back playing. No player, if they're healthy, gets better by not playing. Have you had a chance to talk to Drouin yet at all, Joe?
No, I haven't, unfortunately, and he'll be practicing tomorrow in Syracuse. I'm sure that'll be the first time we'll get to speak to him. Our reporters in Syracuse will get to speak to him after practice tomorrow. About, he's been really quiet since the whole thing got started. Worked out at home with his midget team there, and now Alan Walsh has been kind of quiet recently as well, his agent. So don't know exactly what's going on in his mind or what he's thinking, but I'm sure we might learn a little bit more tomorrow when he actually practices with Syracuse the first time.
It will be. Does Tampa Bay need him? Or, I've kind of looked at their game lately. I'm not necessarily certain they need Jonathan Drouin at this point.
Well, they're hard to argue with a 9-game winning streak, which is a franchise record more than their 0-4 Cup team. And they're 21-6 since January 1st, since Drouin got sent down to Syracuse. So, they don't need him now, but, if there's a couple injuries up front and they need a boost, and ultimately they're fighting for the playoff and playoff run, maybe they beat them then. Obviously, are in a good spot right now. They don't need anybody at this point. They've been playing so well and rolling and everything kind of coming together at the right time.
Joe Smith, beat reporter for the Tampa Bay Lightning, joins us. Joe, this Tampa Bay team, kind of eerily similar. I look at the Ducks in the Western Conference, a team that, Tampa Bay didn't have the start that they wanted, but now they're in a position that a lot of people thought they would be in, at the start of the season, leading the Atlantic Division. They've caught up to Florida. They're 2 points up on them, but it's still a real race between them, Florida, and Boston for first place in their division. And even, I guess, Detroit only 7 points back. What was the change in Tampa Bay? Did they have a little, was fatigue a factor? What was happening early on in the year that is not happening now?
Well, I think, number one, they dealt with some key injuries up front in the first half of the year, which everybody goes through, I guess, but they went through a few of them with Tyler Johnson, Andre Palat, two keys out in the triplets last year were hurt. They weren't scoring stunningly in the first part of the year. They were losing a lot of 2-1 1-0 games, which was kind of a far cry from last season. It just wasn't the same feel to the group, but I think they realized after the Christmas break to kind of either way, they had a meeting together, then they kind of just had a realization that, hey, if they don't get pulled together, they're going to miss the playoffs. So more of a commitment from each player to do their thing better, and they played a lot better overall as a group. And now hard to argue reason why is Ben Bishop and Vasilevskiy. The goaltending has been fantastic, and you don't win without good goaltending. They've been tremendous on this two-month stretch, and so you can't just argue that they're a big reason why the Lightning are where they are right now.
How are they different from last season, if at all?
Well, it's pretty much the same roster except for Eric Kondra instead of Brendan Morrow. So I don't think they play any different style, so to speak. I mean, they didn't come up with a bunch of different power play plays or whichever, but I think that they're past a year more experienced and they're a little more seasoned, so to speak. And so I think that they're not a huge difference overall with the way they play or personnel-wise how they play, but I think just the way mentally they've been able to kind of come through these difficult moments in the first half of the year will only help them, I think, in the playoff run, that they were kind of newbies through that last year.
Joe, you know, it's funny, I guess newbies in a sense. So if you look at the Eastern Conference and in their division, I haven't broken down their breakdown of the teams, you know, that they're going to have to face, right? Like, first of all, they got to finish either first or second with Florida, Boston, Detroit, I guess. And unless there's a crossover, and right now it kind of looks like it's either going to be Pittsburgh or Detroit, and the NHL changed it. So if there's four teams from each division, they automatically stay in their own division. Is Detroit a great first-round matchup for Tampa Bay, or would Florida or Boston be a better matchup?
God, it's hard to say. I mean, Detroit was a tough matchup for them last year in the playoffs. They arguably could have easily lost that series if they would have lost Game 4 and fought down 3-1. So they were also close to losing that first round to Detroit, winning Game 7. That would be a tough matchup for the Lightning. They beat them this year, but they're all close games. They play a similar style and built a similar way, so I think that would be a tough. I mean, they've had success against Boston this year, which has been rare for them, and they've shown they can compete with Florida. So I don't know if there's any great matchup, I guess, but I know that Detroit would be, considering how what happened last year, how motivated they would be, that'd be a really tough first round series if that was the case.
Well, it's interesting, Detroit, looking at Mrazek, people are wondering if his athletic style, if you know, it's not sustainable maybe with the save percentage. You're slowly starting to see cracks in his armor, whereas in Tampa Bay, you know, in Bishop, he's just seemingly getting better.
Oh, no question. I think this is the best he's ever played in his career. And leading the league in goals, average at 2.04. And he would have had a lot more wins had he not lost like 10 games when giving up two goals or fewer. So the amount of record, his record beat right now. So I think he should be in a Vezina consideration down the stretch. And there's no question he's a team MVP this year. And him and Vasilevskiy has got 11, 12 wins. So he stepped in as well when need be.
Joe, always good to catch up with you. The Drouin situation, do you think this is the beginning of them kissing and making up, or is it just temporary and Drouin is obviously going to get dealt this summer?
It's a hard one to say. I mean, I'd be more inclined to believe that this is kind of for now to move forward in good faith in him playing and helping him eventually get traded at the summertime. I'd be more likely to believe that than the other way around, where it's the case of make up and all of a sudden he's here for 10 years. But hard to say right now, but I would be more inclined to believe it's the first one you said, which is it's a good act of good faith in him coming back and make a smart play in the next couple months.
Joe, appreciate it. Thanks for your time.
Hey, no problem. Anytime.